Wow, we just want to thank the Holy Spirit for guiding us. Amen. God is in control. Amen. He wants to expand everything inside of you. Except our weight. Alright, so He wants to keep expanding you, expanding you, expanding you to new places. Hallelujah. So open your Bibles to Psalm 18. I asked you to read it last week. God wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to stretch you out. Amen. Stretch you out. Tell your neighbor, stretching is not easy. But God will give you the strength. Alright, Psalm 18, 19, if you open there. And it says this, He brought me out into a spacious space. He does not want us to live in a narrow space. If we are willing, He wants to spread us out. He wants to enlarge your territory. Amen. But so he's going to bring you to a very spacious space. When we ask Him, Lord, enlarge my territory. He wants you to take you to a new place. Say, I'm looking for a new place. Lord, I want a bigger space. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. You're breaking us into the more. Amen. Woo! Are you excited about what God's going to do to your life?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, one more time. Say, God is bringing me out into a spacious space.
Thank you.
And also in 18:36, it says, You provide a broad path for me.
そしてまた36節を見ると主は私の歩みを大きくすると書かれています
Amen. It's not 小さい It's a broad path
そして英語だとそのより広い道へと書いてあります狭い道ではないんです
Okay, so just expect it's going to be wider and wider and wider if you're willing to go that path
もし私たちがその道をついていくことを選ぶなら道はもっともっと広くなるんだということを覚えておいてください
Know that the word expand in the Bible usually is translated as a breakthrough word. Because we need God to break through for us to open that door. Say, enlarge! And we thank the Lord because He is the Lord of breakthrough. Hallelujah. God is the God of breakthrough. So He will break forth if you're willing. Hallelujah. Lord, go ahead of us. And stretch us out. Stretch us out to the right. Stretch us out to the left. Thank you, Lord. You're breaking in my life. Isaiah 54 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will stretch to the right. You will stretch to the left. I am breaking forth for you, says the Lord. Hallelujah! God is a God of breakthrough. Thank Hallelujah! God wants you to stretch your faith. When we are stretched spiritually, your faith grows. And I want to give you a quick testimony. And as you know, we moved from Osaka to Sendai. And I had a company, I had a house. And during that time, there was a recession in the housing development in real estate. Sorry, real estate. And you know, we were trying to sell it, and we were really stretching our faith towards selling this house. And my wife was in Sendai for Japan Alive. And I just felt in my spirit, just to, I called her and said, hey, check this place out. So she went to that place, this rental place. So she saw this little pond in the backyard. And you know, I always wanted I wanted a real lake. But it was a sign for my wife. So I don't remember the full story, but just to cut a long story short, when she signed the contract, a guy comes wanting to buy our house in Osaka. And God is funny, I think. Because he was a real estate guy. And he goes to us like this. He goes, this house is not worth what you are selling for. But I will buy it with this price because my wife loves your house. Isn't that amazing? Only God can say that. Only God can do that. And that was just the beginning of stretching. I want to show you. I wanted to show you a picture. Because this transaction was very unique. Now, usually in a transaction of a house, they transfer the money and they transfer each other.
で普通だったらですね、あのまあお金なんだっけ、家を売却しましたよね。だからそこからまあお金がまあ銀行口座に入ってくるはずですよね。
But they, because they had no time.
銀行口座に入ってくるっていうか残債を返すから、そこからあのそのローン先にもあの行くはずなんですね。だけど
because they had no time.
ところがあの私たちの引っ越しの関係で時間がなかったので、
they gave me.This is, it's crazy, this has, apparently, this doesn't happen too often. They gave me the money in cash. And I had the picture, but it's not on this phone. I just
tried to look.
Possibly on my iPad.
But
well, maybe. But, so...From this bank to this bank, they put this, all this money, this is a crazy story. Can you have your bank? They put all the money in this little bag. Wide open. And no security guard.
And
I have to walk 10 minutes to this other bank.And I'm like this, you know? I mean, there's a lot of money here. But probably I heard from a friend of mine, this usually doesn't happen. There's a sign from the Lord of abundance. So I took a photo of this money. It was more than 3,000 baht. I had it in this bag. Ginkgo bag. Bank bag. It was crazy. And after that, I mean, I just want to tell you that it was such a funny story. It's going longer than I thought, but... So we went to the other bank. And you expect them to put it all in one go. But no, they have to put it slowly. It took forever. But I have that picture as a reminder what God showed us that day.
だけども私は神様がその日に見せてくださったことの記念としてその写真を今でも持っています。
Deuteronomy 8:18.
それは、新命記8章18節。
You can open it. I'll continue the testimony later. God gives you the ability to produce wealth.
そこにはこのように書いてあります。神が私たちに富を得る力を与えてください。
アメン。アメン。He gives us the Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, God gives you the ability to produce wealth.
神は私たちに富を得る力を与えてください。
ハレルヤ。
ハレルヤ。
アメン。
アメン。
Say this: supernatural provision. No.I need supernatural provision, Lord.
言いましょう。私には超自然的な供給が必要です。
So God was expanding my mind over finance.
ですから神様がそのようにして私の経済に対する考え方を引き伸ばしてくださっていました。
Because from then on, we were still running the school.
と言いますのはその後も あちらの学校を継続して経営してたんですね。
So we were paying the loan plus we're paying the rent in Sendai.
それなので、
for 3 months.
それなので、そこの事務所の家賃も払いながら、こちらの家賃も仙台の家賃も払い始めていました。
And also paying the loan.
そしてそのローンもまだ残ってるのがあって、それもあって3箇所あってたんです。
By the way, to transfer the money, you were not there,
were you? I
know there's three others. But some of our friends showed up because they wanted to see the actual money. because we knew it was going to happen. But anyways, so we were stretched to pay for the loan and pay for the rent here. But you know, during these 21 days of provision, God is Jehovah Jireh. 21 days of prosperity. He wants to stretch you to believe for more abundance. You know, I would get a phone call during this time. And then I have a job for you. One day, 25
万円.
Right? So this kind of crazy provisions. Because it was impossible to pay with our natural income. I mean, it was a lot of money we paid. But I wanted to, from that testimony, God expands your faith. That He's enlarging you in every department. Enlarging your gifts. So ask God, God wants to stretch your faith. Let your faith grow in Him. Stretch to the right, stretch to the left. We used to do this, you know. Stretch us, Lord. So spiritually, faith grows. Mentally, your old ideas have to go. And you have to replace it with the new ones. You know, Ayako really felt that she had to make a new Facebook. New. Not the old. But new wine. Right? Amen? So we have to replace it with something else. When you're being stretched relationally, your selfishness has to die. And your love has to grow. Expand the love, Lord. Kill the selfishness, Lord. Kill the pride, Lord. He's calling you to a new ground. He wants to enlarge your heart. Psalm 119:32, please open that. It says this. I shall run the way of your commands, for you will enlarge my heart. Hallelujah.
119:32.
Amen. We have to run with his commands. And more he does that, he'll enlarge, stretch our heart. Stretching is good for us. We might not like it, but it's good for us. Because he does not want us to stay in the small place. He wants to spread us out to the open. Advance with the Lord. Expand to the right. Expand to the left. Tell your neighbor there's a new space to prosper. Say the enemy will not rob from me. Say this, I need a new place. So Lord, just teach us to multiply and create. Lord, unlock the wells. Unlock the wells, Lord. When you ask the Lord to expand, you can't just sit there and just. We can't just stop and observe. We need to pray into it. The seed has to produce. So if you have forgotten to speak over the seed, start speaking over your seed again. Amen. Speak over this land of Japan. Speak over the land, your neighbors. Our soil is our heart, Gloria Zion said. So enlarge your heart. We have access. We have access. Lord, help us to create this ear. Lord, we stretch out our tent pegs. Remember Joshua. He just, the Jericho was just number one. I'm sure Joshua thought after Jericho, he said, okay, I'm done. Remember he gained the spoils? He had everything. But maybe in his mind, he thought he was done. But God had other ideas. No, I'm taking you to another land. I'm taking you to another land. I'm taking you to another land. Everybody say, new place, new place, new place. Expand to the right. Expand to the left. Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen. Be like Joshua and keep moving forward. Keep taking territories. I love God. He tells Joshua this. I have given you this land into your hands. What did he do? Did he just sit and do nothing? No, he obeyed the Lord.
So,
He went around. And then he shouted. And then the walls fell down.Amen. We want to take down hindering walls in the name of Jesus. We raise a shout of praise. And we say, hindering walls come down in the name of Jesus. Come down in the name of Jesus. I am advancing.My field is being stretched. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if Aika is going to touch on this verse, but I want you to open it to Psalm 16, 6. Let's read from 5. I usually speak from Psalm 16 every year. Because this is a very important chapter. But let's read from 5. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. Hallelujah. You make my place secure. Hallelujah. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Woo!
I have a delightful inheritance. Thank you, Lord. You alone are my portion. We cannot rely on Well, we can rely on natural resources, but God has better resources for us. Fill my cup, Lord. Say that, fill my cup, Lord. Lord, fill my cup. Fill my cup.
Thank you,
Lord. I have a delightful inheritance. We thank you, Lord. You're doing a new thing in me. Help us to know it. Help us to see it. Help us to hear it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're doing a new thing.I'll say it again. Help us to see it, Lord. Help us to hear it, Lord. Help us to feel it, Lord. One more time. Thank you, Lord. You're doing a new thing in me. Help me. Help us to see it, Lord. Help me. Help us to hear it, Lord.Help me. Help us to feel it, Lord. You're filling my new cup. You're filling my new cup. And you're enlarging my territory. Lord, I want enlargement. Stand up, say, I want to be stretched.Only if you're willing. Lord, enlarge my territory. Lord, I stretch to the right, I stretch to the left. I move ahead with you, strength to strength, Lord. Enlarge my heart. Lord, I'm breaking in to the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You're enlarging us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
あまり立つことはないと思いますけれども、あの、先ほど言っていた証、を聞いていて思ったんですね。あ、そういうことだったと思って。あ、そういうことだったなと思いました。だけれども、それを皆さんもあらざんですよ。ね、神様がこうしてくださった、こういうふうに神が介入してきて働いてくださったというのがあります。で、それは私たちにとって祭壇になるんですね。 そうですよね。そのヨシュアもそのヨルダン川を渡るときに一番最初に何をしたかって言ったら、祭壇を築きましたね。そしてまたイサクが、神様、ヤコブがヤコブがそのベテルのところに来て、そして神様と会うという経験をしたとき何をしましたか？祭壇を築いたんですね。で、祭壇はどうして築くかというと、神がなさってくださった良き技を私たちが覚えているためなんですね。神様は以前私たちにこんなことをしてくださった、 それを私たちが思い出すためなんです。そしてそれだけではありません。神様に思い出させるためなんです。で、神様に思い出させると神様忘れるわけないし、忘れないんだけども、だけどもそれと同時に神様、あなたはあの時こんなことしてくださいましたよね。私が今回のことで言うならば、経済的にこのようなチャレンジにあった時に神様、あなたは来てくださって、あんな素晴らしい奇跡をしてくださいましたよね。そんな風にして神様を思い起こさせ、 そうすることで何が起きるかというと、信仰が立ち上がります。神様あの時やってくれた、だから今回もやってくださいっていう風にして信仰が立ち上がります。で、信仰が立ち上がると何が起きるかというと、それによって、ああやっぱりダメだったっていう記憶と交換される。ね、で、それがすごい大切なことなんです。っていうのは私たちどちらも経験をしてるんですよ。 ああこんなに期待したのに思うようにいかなかったっていうことも実は経験をしてるんです。だけども私たちが神様あの時あなたはこうしてくださいました、その祭壇を見て、それを覚えて、それを宣言するときに、その絶望とがっかりと入れ替えることができるんです、ね、そういう、そうするときに私たちの信仰が引き伸ばされて、この時やってくださった神は忠実なお方ですっていう、その信仰と、そしてその希望のうちに立つことができます。 ね、ですから今本当にそのことを思い出して、そしてそれを宣言し、ていくことがとても大切だと思います。うん、それからあと一つ先ほど言っていたその詩篇の16編、6節ですけれども、それは破壊の綱を私の子供のところに落ちた、私は確かに素晴らしい譲りの地だって書いてあるね。破壊の綱はもしくは何て書いてあるのかな、新しいやつだと、教会線はね、 神様は私により割り当て地を下さった。それは素晴らしい譲りの地だって書いてあります。ということはどういうことかというと、神様はもう私たちに受ける分の杯を用意しているんですね。そしてまた受ける分の割り当て地を用意しています。で、その割り当て地っていうのは通常、いつも私たちが思うよりずっと大きいんですね。先ほど言ったヨシュアもエリコとオッタが終わりだと思ったけど、神様がいや、もっとこの土地もあなたに与えているよ、この土地もあなたに与えているよって言って、結局 神様が、ヨシュアにそしてイスラエルのために用意していたものは、彼が思っていたものよりずっと大きいものでした。ね、でもそれが起きても小さくても何であろうと、まず私たち一人一人に譲りの地があるってことを知る必要があります。ね、で、繁栄っていうのは何かっていうと、私たちがその譲りの地をいっぱいいっぱいまで占有していくこと、これが繁栄なんですよ。ね、だから私たちがより一円でも多くもらったら繁栄とかね、 一個でもより多くの奇跡があれば繁栄というよりは、神様がもう用意してくださっているすべてのところにまで私たちが増え広がっていく、満ちていく、そこを満たしていくこと、これが繁栄なんです。それを超えてもいけないし、ね、それより小さいんだったらもったいないですよね。だから私たちがその精神面においても、思いの面においても、経済面においても、 ミニストリーにおいても、その、健康面においても、全てにおいて私たちが神様が用意している、導いたところまで成長し続けていくことが大切です。ね、だからそのことを神様に願っていきましょう。主よ、あなたがこの譲りの地をくださっているんだったら、私は全然関係ないところでハッピーでいたくもありません。でしょ？ね、あなたが与えてくださった譲りの地で、そこで増え広がって、そして導いたところまでと広がっていきたいです。 それによって私たちの子孫が祝福されて、その子孫も祝福されていくサイクルを作っていくことができるんですね。本当素晴らしいことですよね。ですからそのことを今のに付け加えて祈りたいと思います。主よ、ありがとうございます。あなたがこの血のもとが据えられる前から私たち一人一人を選んでくださって、譲りの地を用意してくださっていることを感謝します。ですから私たちが今その譲りの地に入っていることを宣言します。そして私たちがますますあなたの召しと証明と計画のうちに入ることをイエス・キリストによって宣言します。そしてあなたに与えられ、あなたが私に占有せよと命じられたその土地を私たちは治め、そしてその場所を十分に勝ち取っていくことを今イエス・キリストの皆によって宣言します。あなたの目的は繁栄ですから感謝します。繁栄はあなたの御心ですから感謝します。そして繁栄は私の受け